Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
I'm here and you are too.
I am.
I'm John Macaroon.
I'm Dan McCain. I didn't think we were going to actually ever give our last names, but...
Yeah. Well, we have been in the Witness Protection Program for far too long. Well, I think it's time to come out.
This is a celebration.
It's a celebration
of our finally
coming out.
Not being... I mean, well, okay, so we didn't actually...
We've come out. Just say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we've come out.
We're out of the Witness Protection Program. I've never been so proud to be out in my life.
I mean, you make it sound like we are clear, but we were actually kicked out. We were too much of a high-profile target, unfortunately.
Well, that's because we are probably not worthy of life for what we did.
Yeah, that's debatable. I don't know.
Clearly.
I'm always waffling back and forth. It keeps me up at night.
Well, you know what makes me feel better? The government wants us to live. So that's good.
That's true, but I mean, now they don't. Now they could care less because, you know, they rejected us.
Rejection.
Indeed, sir. Indeed. So we're actually somewhere special today. We're not recording in the studio.
Right.
We normally are.
Remind me where we are. It's a little difficult to see.
So we're on top of a bus.
Wow.
Yeah, we're recording live from the top of a bus.
I'm a little confused as to how I can discern that.
In Egypt.
Right, in Egypt. We've been participating in the second Egyptian revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I love it. It's good. Democracy.
I've seen the sphinxes like 6 times now.
All 6?
All 6 of them, yeah.
Very good.
Their noses are all missing. I don't know how that happens.
Some of their ears are missing, too.
I think that people in the Egyptian times just didn't have noses. That'd be my best guess.
So, the Egyptian Times is my favorite newspaper. So, you've seen people in them. Describe some of the people you've seen in this newspaper.
Ah, sorry, I was drinking some delicious Egyptian ale.
Ah, yes.
It's so good. Mm. It's refreshing. It's just a hint of sapphire.
Right.
Yeah. Very right. Expensive.
Liquid sapphire.
Liquid sapphire.
Right.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I know.
Delicious stuff. So, stars that I've seen in the Egyptian times?
Yes.
Well, there was Ali Akbar.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's borderline racist.
Well, he's one of the biggest... No, that's his name.
Okay.
He's one of the biggest TV... news reporter names in all of Egypt.
His name is the biggest news reporter name?
No. His existence is Ali Akbar.
His existence is the biggest news reporter.
You might have
name.
Heard if you've watched any Egyptian TV, you'll see that, you know, it's Ali Akbar. I'm here.
I'm
that's
here.
That's sort of his catchphrase. I'm here.
You know, listen. You know, I'm one of the biggest fans of Egyptian television in the world. Long before we came here, I've been watching it. And I don't need you to tell me about who these people are.
Well, you asked, so I told you.
I just wanted to see if you knew.
Well, I do.
You do? So good job.
I don't need you badgering me about it. So thanks. Anyway, so you should tell our listeners our reason for being here, because this is a very expensive trip. I'm pretty much tapped out. And the only reason we're really on a bus, on top of the bus, is because I can't afford a plane ticket.
Yeah, we're kind of stowing away on the top of this bus.
Yeah.
But we are looking for the chest of Humalutin. It's an ancient cache of jewels. Mm-hmm. and
It's a box.
It's a box.
Yeah.
Some say...
You confused our listeners by saying cache.
Some say it's a metal box. Some say it's a wooden box.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Some say it's a glass box.
I feel like...
Seems unlikely.
If the sphinxes survived... Well, if they survived but without their noses, mm-hmm. I don't know if a glass box full of ancient antiquities and jewels and things would survive.
Well, you'd be able to say that if you'd finished your degree in archaeology.
Mm, that stings, Matt.
Just how it
so,
works.
So we got a map. We found this peddler on the street.
Yes, we did.
He sold us a map for 50 shekels.
Mm-hmm. I had to lend you the last shekel. You only had 49.
49.
I know, it's so stupid.
That was really embarrassing.
I know.
He gave me this like the dirtiest look ever. You think you get bad looks when you're at Walmart and your a check bounces?
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Well, I shouldn't have waited 5 minutes to give you the extra shekel.
That was unreasonable.
I know, that made
it
a little
worse. I was
begging
you. I was on the ground throwing a temper tantrum.
I know. Everybody was looking.
Yeah, that was...
Yeah. Sorry about that. I think
a little bit less of myself.
I felt you needed to, you know, it's kind of like... Baptism sort of by fire.
Yeah, learning experience.
Yeah.
Although I didn't learn anything, and in fact, I now have crippling anxiety whenever talking to anybody besides you.
Well, you've learned crippling anxiety, so...
I have. I've learned 2 new words and how to string them together.
Right.
So, this map,
mm-hmm.
the bus is going in vaguely the correct direction that we need to go in.
Vaguely, yes.
It's not going in the opposite direction, but, you know, it's about 30 degrees off track. So our long-term plan here is to break into the bus from the emergency escape hatch on the top.
Right.
Take over the bus.
By force.
By force, yeah. Well, we'll ask nicely first, and if they don't, you know, obviously, if they don't give it to us,
if they leave us no choice, let's put it that way.
Right, right, right. I mean, Matt has a rusty old Colt 45 with two bullets in it.
Actually, it's a 38 Glock.
Oh, how did I not notice that? You've been carrying that on your hip this entire time.
I'm a cool guy because I'm in Egypt.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, but how many rounds are in the clip then?
Seven.
Seven out of 32. Yeah, I guess that works.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, sure. I'll accept that.
Good.
I have a machete.
Mm-hmm.
It's embedded in my leg, though. I don't want to talk about it. And so we're going to take over the bus and drive to... We're going to follow the map. Matt's going to be my co-pilot.
Co-pilot.
Drive to wherever it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Okay, so...
Here we go.
So there's the hatch.
All right.
I'll use my machete and just, that, like, smash...
Just hack the hatch open.
Yeah, so... there's no escape hatch on here. Okay, actually, I didn't think about this.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's funny. There's no escape hatch. I was gonna tell you that earlier. I didn't want to disappoint you.
Well,
I know how
I'm more disappointed now than I would have been if you told me before.
I know how much you've been using this scenario to get yourself out of the bed in the morning.
Well, you know, so you need something to live for.
You do, and an escape hatch sometimes is just the thing.
If not an escape hatch. A bus driving 60 miles an hour or kilometers an hour down a stretch of dirt road.
Watch out for that tree. You might want to duck.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. You might want to warn me a little bit sooner.
I told you when I saw it.
Yeah, thanks. You didn't dodge it so well. Now you're missing a decent portion of your scalp.
That's silly.
Well,
that's silly.
That's true. We have to face truths in life, Matthew.
Not if I choose not to.
Like the truth of your grandmother's passing.
Well, I think you have added a more difficult time dealing with that.
I've accepted it, and you know what? I'm totally not expecting to find her reinvigorated corpse at the end of this map. So I'm fine with it, and I think it's you that needs to accept it.
I had no idea that that was even a possibility in your mind.
Well, we'll be right back.
That's right.
Escuchaste más squeezable dos pizza.
El grundo mosnover pronti.
Was quizá pa tu?
El nobo, na fronti gamponde.
Stessi, but quizá
No, el prom,
is it was it das?
Te como pa prende con nolo.
Das da.
Noin.
And we're back.
Welcome back.
No, welcome you.
Welcome
back.
To me. So we're still on this bus?
Well, we're inside the bus now.
We were trying to be here, and now we're here.
So Matt, over the commercial break, found a side window hatch.
Yeah.
And he attached a rope to me.
Yep.
And he swung around like Tarzan.
Yep.
Broke through the window.
I did.
Pulled me off the bus, so I was being dragged behind the bus.
It was an accident. You have good core strength, I should mention.
I appreciate that.
You lasted a long time before that happened.
That didn't help. When I was being dragged across the ground.
Yeah,
But we are now inside the bus.
We are.
We're tied up
yep.
and being held hostage because apparently this was a prison bus.
Yes,
run
by the military.
That had already been hijacked by the prisoners.
They were waiting for us to come, almost, in a sense.
They had heard the footsteps overhead, and they heard us talking to you listeners. And they heard our entire plan from start to finish. So they pretty much sabotaged us as soon as we got in.
I don't even know where this bus is going anymore. I don't even...
Wait.
Do you hear that?
What is that?
Are more people on top of this bus? God damn it!
And then we'll break into the bus, and we'll steal it, and then we'll follow this map to the place.
I don't believe this.
Okay, that guy sounds exactly like you. That's weird.
This is either us in another time.
Oh my god.
Or it's another set of idiot tourists that are trying to find the secret treasure.
It seems likely the second one is true.
We need to get free so that we can do the same thing to them that happened to us.
Do you still have your machete?
I do.
Get it out of your leg.
Okay, this is gonna hurt.
Okay, but hey.
Ow.
Okay, well, right, there's a lot of blood. Okay,
yeah,
so
do you have a never mind.
I can't move.
That's a lot of blood.
Yeah.
All right, here, take the machete.
Okay, thank you. I have it now.
Okay. They're looking away. We have to try to time it.
I'm sawing through the ropes.
That's my leg. That's my other leg.
No, it's
not. Why are you doing that? That's my leg.
That's silly. Okay, it is. I'm sorry.
Why?
All right.
Now I'm profusely bleeding from both of my legs.
This seems like an uncomfortable.
And now they're staring at us. And there goes the machete.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was so rude to take that machete.
Thank you so much. Now I'm bleeding
profusely. You don't take a man's machete.
From both legs.
God damn it. Shut up. Listen to that man.
That was very unfriendly. I was reading a translation book, and that was pretty much the worst curse he could have said.
What a brute. Has that man even seen an opera in his life?
His grandmother's not even alive anymore.
Wow, you don't need to talk. Well, I know you're still grieving, but I'm sorry.
You still have your pistol, don't you?
I do, but you can't shoot through ropes. That's silly.
Well, how many people are there?
No, I'm not going to shoot people.
There's five people there. You can just shoot them. Shoot them in the leg.
They haven't even hurt us.
Shoot them all in the leg. You hurt me. They hurt me by proxy because you cut through most of my leg.
Do you have fire? Can you make fire?
I have a Zippo, but it's dried out. So I can make flint. I can make sparks.
That's not helpful. Listen, I'm not shooting these poor people.
All right, I'll do it. I will do it.
Okay.
While I can still see straight, I'm losing a lot of blood.
They've gone through at least 8 revolutions. We don't need to kill them.
I won't kill them.
You can't have this gun. I've decided.
But that gun is literally the only way we're going to make it out of this alive.
Before I went on this trip, Ralph made me promise that I wouldn't give you a gun.
Okay, well, Ralph is not here right now. And this is a dire situation that I totally didn't stage. So give me the gun.
I don't think you're responsible with
Give
with
me
a gun.
The gun.
You know what happened last time you had a gun.
Matthew, those 10 people were totally asking for it. Give me the gun.
I'm not sure I could give you the gun. I can't.
Well, then
you're going to have to take this gun from me.
Well, I see 4 arms in front of me right now. I'm starting to black out from the lack of blood.
No, there are actually men in front of you.
Oh. Oh, hey.
They're picking us up.
Ow. Oh, he just hit me in the face.
He did.
Ow.
Okay, they're dragging us through the...
Okay.
They're dragging us out the door.
Okay.
They're Why? Stopping the bus.
No,
and,
no, no, no.
And they're throw...
Oh! Oh!
All right. So
well, now we're on the ground.
We're here on the street.
Still tied to each other.
Yep.
Still tied up.
That didn't help.
Can I have the gun now so I can shoot their stupid bus as it drives away?
No, you can't shoot the bus.
All right, well, give me the gun anyway.
No!
I'm just going to end this.
No.
It's not worth it.
This is why
There's
you
no
don't
treasure.
Have a gun.
Your grandmother's dead. There's no bus. My legs are useless.
I'm texting Ralph right now.
No, like... Wait, you have a phone?
Ah, and freedom of arms.
You...
Hold on, let me just get this rope over our head.
You asshole.
Okay, we're good.
I cannot believe this.
You made it.
We...
Hey, listen, I've got to tell you something.
What?
I paid them to do that. Because we needed a fun adventure. That was all planned.
That's not even a real gun, is it?
No.
I should have known.
That wasn't even a real machete
or
real blood.
That the only person who still talks to me on a day-to-day basis...
That's me.
...would pull an elaborate hoax just for my amusement.
I know, aren't I nice? You know, the good thing is, those weren't even your real legs. I know, right? I found them in a catalog. It's fake blood. It's like balloons that were surrounded. I put them on you. I know, right? I put them on you before you woke up this morning.
We'll be right back. Have you ever wanted to light your banana torch at night?
Why? Bananas don't even light up, nor do they have a USB port for charging.
But now they do, with electricity.
Electricity is the most wonderful invention that's ever been made. Formed in 1986 by a college professor, electricity is taking the nation by storm.
Why, I've never even known something as great as electricity, and now I have, thanks to Electricity Incorporated.
Electricity. Pick up a box today.
And we're back!
I suppose we are.
Yeah, I'm sorry about the fake leg thing, but you have to admit, I know you always get something stuck in your legs. I was just planning ahead. In every adventure, you get something.
Well, you put the machete there.
No, you did.
You are the one that stabbed me with a machete. You made me sit on the ground and cry well, you wouldn't give me that last shekel. And then as soon as we got it and started walking away to follow the map, you're like, oh, put this knife in your leg. And, you know, like a good podcast co-host, of course, I listened to everything you say.
You accepted the knife in your legs. Yeah. I know. It's only because you were starting to annoy me, but I knew that would happen. And indirectly, that's your fault. So you always get a knife of some type stuck in your leg when you go on adventures, and you know it.
And that is still your fault. That doesn't change the fact that it's still your fault that I get a knife in my leg.
I feel like we could probably handle this off the air. Let's be honest.
You're right. You're right. So we should update our listeners on where we are, and more specifically, you are now.
Right. Can you describe where we are right now?
Well, I've thrown you off to the side of a cliff.
In your mind, maybe.
No, I actually have.
Well, I'm hanging on.
You're hanging on by the microphone.
Yeah.
Yep. And I raged so hard that I found the nearest cliff, and I threw Matt off face first, and he's just dangling by his microphone
cable. I'm gonna need you to pull me up with that famous core strength.
You know,
of yours.
I don't know if I can do that.
Come
because
on.
My mind is still in a state of extreme fatigue.
Think,
and thinking thoughts of dying.
Think of what would happen if you didn't have your backup legs on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I wouldn't.
You know why? You know why one has backup legs?
Because they're normal legs.
Because
they're supposed
too precious. Because their supposed best friend decided it would be funny, it would be a chuckle, haha, to cut them off in front of him and spew fake blood everywhere.
Okay, well, I apologize.
I still haven't heard an apology.
I literally just apologized.
Well, I can't hear you over the sound of my righteous anger.
I am sorry that I thought ahead and put your fake legs on.
There you go again.
That
is a
sleeping.
Backhanded apology if I've ever
you're
heard
right.
one. I'm sorry. That was essentially, I'm sorry that you're a bad sport and you don't like having your legs fake cut off.
I was just thinking ahead.
Well, think behind next time. Think of my behind, Matthew.
I really try not to.
Well, you have to.
All that
you know,
hair.
That is inappropriate. You know I'm sensitive about that.
It's inappropriate for a person to have that much hair.
Well, it's a condition. I'm feeling very triggered right now.
You know what people take for conditions? They put cream on their conditions.
I've been putting condition cream on my butt for the past 6 years and nothing's happened.
We're not supposed to say the word butt on air. You know
that. I just did. And you know what? It doesn't really matter because I'm probably going to let go of this microphone cable in a few seconds.
No, that's silly.
And you will fall to your death.
Ralph told me not to trust you, and now you're saying butt on air. He's going to be
it
so
doesn't,
angry.
You know what? Ralph may be our greatest director that
yes.
we haven't managed to fire yet,
that's
but
right.
he's not God. He is not the ruler of my life.
You say this about everyone. But
hang
then,
on 1 second. I just need to
I'm
to
literally
take a cool,
hanging on.
Refreshing sip of my Egyptian ale.
All right. I'm going to hang on here. How is that ale? Yeah.
It is delicious.
It's delicious ale.
Do you want some? Here, I'll pour some on you. There you go. There you go,
okay,
buddy.
Okay. All right. That's. You want to just pull me up here?
No, I don't think I do. I think I need to think about it a little bit because this is a big accomplishment for me. I need to consider. You know, your life is literally in my hands.
I know. You don't have this kind of situation often in your life.
Yeah, it's not often that you are given the opportunity to just kill someone.
I think you're a little power hungry.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. We're getting somewhere.
We have established that.
Look, I think
hey,
you just need to...
Hey, buddy.
No.
Hey, buddy.
I think you just need to pull out your phone and call Ralph.
No, I'm not calling Ralph. I'm petting this camel. He's so cute. Here, have some Egyptian ale.
Okay,
there you go.
I'm giving the so camel good. Ale.
I made a new friend. I'm going to name him Joseph.
You're going to so throw me off a cliff and make a new friend. I see how it is.
Well, no.
And then,
you know
camel, he'll throw you off a cliff when you give him fake legs to save.
Oh, he just ran away.
Because
you scared Joseph away.
He knows one day that you will need fake legs and you will not accept them.
I don't even know where I would acquire fake camel legs.
You make them. You're crafty. You're a crafty
guy. Papier mâché?
What?
Paper? All right.
I think you mispronounced.
I gotta level with you here.
Okay.
It's not really a cliff. I mean, it is.
Yeah.
Technically speaking, but, you know, it's only 3 feet off the ground.
Mm.
So, you can probably just touch the ground if you were to curl out of the fetal position from holding onto the microphone.
That explains why you said don't look down.
Yeah, I again, you know, this trust, this mutual podcast trust goes both ways. So when I tell you to do something or not do something, you tend to listen pretty closely.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's fair now. I gave you fake legs. You made me feel like you're going to throw me off a cliff. I think we're good now.
I think we're even.
Good.
Yeah, you know, I was going to throw you off a cliff. You said stab yourself in the leg with a knife. Yeah, I think it's pretty
It seems fair to me.
So where was that map from? Like, where, if we were to actually follow that map, where would that take us?
Well, I cut it off the back of a cereal box. So
I knew
don't
that look Lucky Charms, right?
Yeah, yeah. You, you didn't see
that
leprechaun?
Looked familiar.
Yeah.
You, wow.
I know. I'm pretty good at these kinds of like scavenger hunts.
Once I cut through all the rage and the pain and the blood, you're a cool guy.
I know. Thank you.
That's great.
I try so hard.
I think we're just about out of time.
I think we are too.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah,
we'll
everybody.
See you next time.
Great adventures.
Yep.